Second game of the doubleheader, the Indians in Minnesota on Saturday. Both teams would have to battle rain. Top of the fourth, Austin Jackson stepped to the plate for Cleveland, facing Minnesota starter Adalberto Mejia.
Hit high in the air, left field, long run, Rosario. He's just going to turn around, and the game's tied 1-1. He got something off speed, and Jackson kind of out in front a little bit, and he connects for his third homer. And like that, they've tied it up 1-1. Chisenhall now finds himself in the hole, no balls and two strikes, 31 driven in. And that ball's well hit right field, and Kepler gonna look up, and that one's gone. So two solo homers here in the top of the fourth inning. And now the Indians are up 2-1. And now here's Chisenhall. And a pitch hit high in the air, right field, and that's a no-doubter. Chisenhall got a hanging breaking ball. And that's a three-run shot, and they lead now 5-1.
Francisco Lindor, the hitter.
Record for most RBIs in a month.
High fly ball for Lindor. Right field, Kepler tracking, looking up, and that ball's gone. Home run. Francisco Lindor, one of the top young talents in all of baseball, with number 13, and it's 6-2 in favor of the Tribe. 1-0 to Mauer, sliced. Diving stop, Urshela at third, and stole extra bases from Mauer. Boy, he hadn't been in the big leagues for 2 years, Danny, but he is making the most of a chance tonight. Giovanni Urshela with a dive to his right. That ball was slicing into the corner for extra bases and instead found a home in his glove.
I've always said third base is more of a reaction position. You've got to react to balls just like that. That's a do or die. Had enough glove. Wasn't using a Wilson, I'll tell you that. That's a Rawlings glove right there.
Hope Royce Lewis is listening, who joined us earlier tonight. What a delightful young man he is.
The Indians make it 4 in a row and complete a doubleheader sweep of the Twins in Minnesota. The final score in Game 2 is 6-2 Indians. With the win, Cleveland claims sole possession of first place in the AL Central for the first time since May 10th. They've outscored Minnesota 23-6 in the first three games of the series. They pursue a four-game series sweep on Sunday with Trevor Bauer starting for Cleveland. Kyle Gibson tries to stop it for Minnesota.